Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Two teens rob a 70-year-old Arkansas man at gunpoint. Tavares Davis, Norris Robinson make off with $1,000 and a cell phone.
Surveillance cameras in the parking lot, Nancy, capture Davis and Robinson staking out the restaurant and settling on the elderly man as their victim. Both thieves are actually still in high school, and one was arrested at football practice.
The high schoolers now facing aggravated robbery charges. A Michigan dad found guilty of child porn and a scheme to win custody of his daughter from his ex-wife. Emery Day posts child porn photos on a dating app profile set up using his ex-wife's name. He also offers sex with his daughter in exchange for money on the profile. The 39-year-old dad planned to use the profile in court to win custody of his daughter.
Police are alerted to a dating app profile with nude pictures of a child and the profile owner offering sex with an underage daughter for money. Police trace posts on the profile to Emery Day's home, where they find a cell phone with 25 child porn photos. Day created the profile using an unknown victim's photos and his ex-wife's name to use against her in their custody battle.
Day now facing 40 years in prison, and he'll probably never see his daughter. Samba Dang hits a string of Maryland gyms, assaulting at least two women in the locker rooms.
That's right, Nancy. Dang was an LA Fitness member for several months, giving him access to the chain of gyms. On the day Dang was caught, he entered the gym around 9 p.m. and sneaked into the women's locker room. There, he assaulted one woman in the shower and waited there for a new victim.
Dang now charged with rape and two counts assault. Police believe he has more victims and encourage them to come forward.
More crime and justice news after this.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
And now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
It's a development loved ones of Libby German and Abby Williams have long prayed for. Charges filed in connection to the Delphi murder investigation. Indiana State Police say that 50-year-old Richard Allen has been charged with two counts of murder.
While I know you are all expecting final details today, Today is not that day.
On February 14th, 2017, the bodies of 14-year-old Libby German and 13-year-old Abby Williams were found one day after they went for a hike along part of the Delphi Historic Trail system. Allen is currently in custody and is being held without bond. He entered a not guilty plea during an initial hearing. A sheriff's department has submitted its investigation findings to prosecutors in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins, shot and killed by Alec Baldwin on a film set in New Mexico in October 2021. A district attorney announced that investigators and prosecutors will now begin a thorough review to make a timely decision about whether to bring charges.
Kelvin Hunter calls the mental health hotline, anticipating cops would be sent to his location. While one cop interviews Hunter's family, the 28-year-old attacks the other cop, stealing his gun and shooting him in the chest.
Yeah, this sounds like suicide by cop. This is a suicide method in which an individual intentionally threatens police officers with the intention of the officer shooting and killing them to subdue their threat.
The other officer returns fire. All three men taken to the hospital expected to recover, but Hunter now charged with two counts. Attempted murder.
We're now learning new information about the attack on Paul Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. 82-year-old Paul Pelosi is recovering after surgery for a fractured skull. Pelosi held off the attack by asking the intruder to use the bathroom. That's when he called 911 for help.
RP stated that there's a male in the home and that he's going to wait for his wife. RP stated that he doesn't know who the male is, but he advised that his name is David and that he is a friend.
The suspect, 42-year-old David DePape, allegedly struck Pelosi with a hammer before being tackled by police. Sources say DePape was searching for Nancy Pelosi, who was in Washington at the time. Two Maryland lawmakers have asked for an independent review of the State Department of Natural Resources' handling of repeated complaints against the former manager at Gunpowder Falls State Park. A Baltimore grand jury indicted former longtime manager Michael Browning on charges that include rape and assault. Baltimore County Police arrested 71-year-old Browning in September and charged him with sexually assaulting a former park employee. In Georgia, authorities may have found the remains of a man missing for a year. Our friends at Crime Online.
Don Hightower had spent part of the day watching the Georgia-Florida football game with family and then left to visit his sister. When he arrived at his sister's home, he said he didn't feel well and decided to go home himself. His family never heard from him again. A deer hunter found Hightower's car.
Sheriff Dean says that deputies are still investigating.
A Mississippi woman guilty of foul play in the death of Carl the Rooster. The bird was the city of Ocean Springs' unofficial mascot. His body found the morning after Kendra Schaefer seen carrying the rooster around town. Schaefer, charged with animal cruelty, facing 6 months in the can. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's program possible. Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. Amazing. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, your exercise, and medication decisions. All those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and a lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Thanks, Dexcom, for being our partner.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.